This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. We have two outstanding guests joining us. A little later on, we'll be joined by Phil Skinner, one of the leading experts in the realm of classic car values. He and along with our regular contributor from Haggerty, who runs the Haggerty Price Guide. They're our go-to guys when it comes to classic cars and classic car insurance. Telephone-wise, you can get ahead. Dave Kinney, of course, I'm referring to. You can get ahead of us, get on board with us at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And we'd love to hear from you via the email as well, bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, it's my pleasure to welcome the Vice President of Public Relations for Haggerty, Jonathan Klinger, back to the show. Jonathan, how are you doing?
Hey, Bob. I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. A little bit earlier in the program, we were talking with Corvette Mike Vietro about the Pebble Beach Week, the Monterey Car Week, and that's what it truly is. Jonathan, you and I remember when it was considered just the weekend, but now with all the action going on, it's a full week worth of events.
Yeah, it's already started, actually.
Yeah, it's really blown up a lot in the last few years, and I know that you recently had Haggerty made a prediction about sales with an increase from 2017. Tell us about this new prediction.
Yeah, well, of course, Monterey Car Week culminates with the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance on Sunday, but that's one of just many events. And from the market side, a lot of people watch the series of auctions that take place this week, starting as early as Wednesday night and going on through Saturday evening. And over the past 5 or 6 years, Monterey really has become the place where the world's best vintage vehicles are going to come to market, and best and most top dollar. And so we track it very closely. We track all parts of the market, but every year we put out a prediction based on what the market is doing. And so this year we're predicting $342 million of total sales, which is if that comes true, that'll be a 4% increase from 2017.
Wow, that's a significant amount of money, and I believe that would make it an all-time high.
Well, actually, it'll be the all-time high was in 2014, which was actually almost $100 million higher than $428 million. That was absolutely the high watermark, and then it's declining since. But this is the first time since 2014 that it's been increasing. 2014 was just an anomaly, but so actually the past few years, a lot of people ask you, like, well, what's happening? How come it's not as high as the previous years? And, well, the market is doing just fine. What's interesting, and case in point, this year, the top five cars that are going to be offered in terms of dollar sales, if they all sell at what their estimates are, that in itself will represent $100 million. And the reason I say that is if just one of those vehicles fails to meet the reserve on the block, including the, because the top two are going to be Number one be that GTO between 45 and 60 million, and the second one is a 1963 Aston Martin DP215. That's estimate between 18 and 22 million. The reason I'm saying that, if either one of those cars doesn't find a new home when it goes across the block, that can drastically have an impact on the final totals.
Sure, that would only make sense. And speaking of the really expensive vehicles, eight-figure cars, those are cars with an estimate of at least $10 million and up. We've seen an increase from 2017 to five different vehicles in that price category. And when you stop and think about it, that's a pretty heavy-duty number, eight figures.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and the other thing that, aside from that, it's always interesting to see some of the world's greatest cars. But if you look at the auction market as a whole, because, we track this all year long at Hagerty, not just Monterey, is there's been fewer cars brought to auction the past 12 months compared to the previous 12 months, but the sales percentage is higher, meaning the amount of vehicles that have sold when they've crossed the block at public auction has increased. And to us, we see that as a really good sign for the overall health of the market, because that means buyers are active, but also sellers are being more realistic with their reserve prices or their asking prices. There was a couple of years, if you remember, coming out of the recession, mm-hmm. and when car values started to go up, particularly Porsches, particularly a lot of European sports cars, the value increase year over year was significant. We're talking double-digit annual percentage increase in value. And so what that did is it caused a little bit of a frenzy that all of a sudden people who had thought, well, this car will never be for sale, all of a sudden thought, well, for this price I could sell it. And what would happen is people would start consigning cars with the mindset of, well, I'm going to set this high reserve, and if someone's willing to pay that for it, then I'll sell it. Otherwise, I'm going to keep the car. Mm-hmm. And that can start to have a ripple effect of too many high-dollar cars going to market, but they're not selling. And it wasn't always the case because the bidding wasn't there. It was a case for a few years where there were enough sellers that had unrealistic expectations of what their car could sell for. And so we're starting to see a more even balance of that, which is a sign of a very healthy market.
That's great. Let's talk about seven-year cars. These are cars that will bring a significant amount of money, and that too has moved up for 2018. There are quite a few that are going to be going over the block.
Yes. Yes, it is. So, again, Monterey, this is where you see the majority of multi-million dollar cars. So, yeah, when we talk about seven figures and eight figures. So, yeah, last year in 2017, Monterey, there was 96 vehicles that sold for more than $1 million. And this year, based on what the auction companies are bringing, it looks like it could be as many as 102 that will sell for more than $1 million.
Isn't that amazing? Absolutely remarkable. As I've said before, go right ahead, Jonathan.
No, I was going to say, but it's important to remember, Monterey, the auctions get all the attention. This is where the high-dollar cars come to market. But it's also important to remember that this just only represents a tiny slice of the market. Still, the absolute most active part of the overall classic car market is what we refer to as the entry level. And so you're talking about anywhere from vehicles in your $30,000 range all the way up to $250,000. That is where the bulk of the traction happens. Once you get above $250,000, as you can imagine, that represents a much smaller slice of the market.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you pointed that out for our listeners. We'll take a pit stop, and then when we come back on the other side, more with Jonathan Klinger, Vice President of PR for Hagerty.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
together.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're talking all about Monterey Car Week with the Vice President of Public Relations for Hagerty, which is the world's largest collector car insurance company, Jonathan Klinger. Our good friend is with us, and some other trends, as I know Dave Kinney and the team at the Hagerty Price Guy just do a tremendous year, a tremendous job year-round. But this is a little interesting note that you sent over to me. Buyers are increasingly bidding more than pre-sale estimates during the last 12 months. That is an interesting little factoid.
Yeah, it's of course, pre-sale estimates are is always an interesting data point, because if you put yourself in the shoes of the auction house, you're certainly not going to shoot low when it comes to pre-sale estimates. But of course, they also don't want to make them outrageously high, because if people aren't bidding to those level, it causes a perception that everything's selling low, which in fact they may be selling for market appropriate prices. So one of the things that we track when it comes to the auction sales is what are the sale prices for the condition appropriate market price. And while that sounds complicated, basically, what is that car worth in its current condition in the current market? And is that what it sells for? And then we stack that up relative to the pre-sale estimates. What it means when we say that buyers are increasingly bidding closer to the pre-sale estimates, that's another way of saying is the auction market is doing really well right now, because vehicles are selling within and in some cases exceeding the estimates that the auction house has put out prior to the sale.
That makes sense, absolutely. Let's talk about some of the flagship catalog auctions. I understand that they're also seeing a sell-through rate improving over past years, up about 10% this year over last. Tell us a little bit about this particular factoid.
Well, it just speaks to the fact that the overall classic car market is very healthy. We're not in a hyperinflated time period like it was a few years ago. It's kind of settled out into just a nice, healthy pace. And it also, to the auction companies, to their credit, they're doing a nice job bringing the right guys to the right vehicles to the market that's attractive to their buyers. We make no mistake, each one of these auction companies, they're a for-profit business. They're trying to make the most out of a sale, and they are very, very intelligent at what they do. They bring the right vehicles. They know their audience. The audience is different from different auction. And through R.M. Sotheby's Getting in Company, Bonhams, Mecum, Russo & Steele, Worldwide, all of them that sell out of Monterey, they know their audience. And it's almost, in some ways, easier than it ever has been, just with the way people can learn from their own data. They can learn from people who report on the market, like Haggerty. And it just you can see it in the results that overall, across the board, all of these catalog auction companies, which for your listeners, what that refers to is the higher-end auction companies that actually publish these high-glossy catalogs prior to the sale, they're all doing very well.
Absolutely. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Bob@BobLongRadio.com. If you have a question for our friend Jonathan Klinger, Vice President of Public Relations for Haggerty, who is going to be very busy this week. I mean, the number of auctions has just exploded during Monterey Car Week, and I understand folks can get a lot of live information to stay connected with live auction coverage. You should follow along on the Haggerty Insider app. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, that's something pretty exciting that's new to us right at a year. We launched it a year ago, the Haggerty Insider app. It's available on Apple phones, so iPhones. We're still working on rolling it out for the Android market. But basically what that is that tracks classic car auctions all year long, and you can follow along the auction live when it's happening. And so obviously next week there's going to be a lot of activity on that app. And so it's really easy. Download it. You can sign up. You can view the vehicles ahead of time. You can also look and check.
Hopefully we didn't lose Jonathan. That's the question. Did we lose Jonathan? Jonathan, are you there? Looks like his phone might have given up on us. Jonathan Klinger has been our guest here in this half hour of Auto World. And again, check this Hagerty Insider app out. It is a really, really cool device. And no doubt we'll have Dave Kinney, the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, joining us in the next few weeks to tell about the results of the auctions and looking ahead to some of the auctions that are around the corner. And hopefully we'll get Jonathan Klinger back with us, because I want to talk to him about what used to be called the Concours de Le Mans, which was a tongue-in-cheek kind of response to the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance on Sunday. On Saturday, this automotive journalist and a guy with a great sense of humor put together this show of rather junky vehicles, and I know Hagerty's a big sponsor of that, and it's kind of a great comic relief from all the other intense auctions and the amount of money that's thrown around. And Jay also put together a racing series called The 24 Hours of Le Mans, and that racing series moves around various venues around North America, so you might want to check that out, 24 Hours of Le Mans. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you would like to chime in. In the meantime, if Mackenzie could check on Jonathan Klinger from Hagerty, that would be very much appreciated. Still straight ahead on Auto World this week, we are going to be joined by our other go-to guy when it comes to auctions. Phil Skinner is retired now, but still doing a lot of work for various auction companies, and we're going to be talking to him about an event that has already happened, and that's the Woodward Dream Cruise, the event held once a year in Michigan along Woodward Avenue, and it stretches about 7 or 8 miles from suburban Detroit right down into the heart of the city of Detroit, and that's always a great, great opportunity for folks to have fun with automobiles. Well, everybody, check out the Hagerty Price Guide. Go to Hagerty.com. There's no better company in the world when it comes to insuring your classic car than Hagerty. I'm sorry we got disconnected from the Vice President, Jonathan Klinger, but we'll get him back with us real soon. Time for a pit stop. This is Auto World. Is
clear. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is downplaying the significance of his White House counsel cooperating with Special Counsel Robert Mueller and his investigators. He appeared on the defensive, insisting he allowed White House counsel Don McGahn to be interviewed by the special counsel because, quote, I have nothing to hide. He called the Russia probe disgusting and Robert Mueller conflicted. McGahn might have provided insight into the firing of James Comey as FBI director, as Mueller is looking at obstruction of justice accusations against the president.
They're down to desperation time. They have to write a report and they don't have a single bit of evidence.
The president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is still negotiating terms of an interview between the president and special counsel investigators.
I'm not going to be rushed into having him testify so that he gets trapped into perjury.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you driving, Cadillac there?
Hey, thank you very much for being with us here today on Auto World. We've been talking about a lot of different events. Of course, the Woodward cruise was just yesterday, and just an amazing amount of people showed up for that in cars. And now we are welcomed by Phil Skinner, who's the former collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, now doing a lot of freelance work and a lot of travel as usual. We really enjoyed the last time he was with us when we were talking about Sweden. And now, Phil, we got a bunch of events to talk about, and of course, all eyes are on the Monterey Peninsula. Boy, there are an awful lot of things going on. It used to be called the weekend, as you know. It's now Monterey Car Week, and I heard from Jonathan Klinger from Hagerty that it's already started now.
That's right. There are cars already showing up. There are pre-events. Several car club meets have already gotten together and gathered, and it is a 9-day long celebration of automobiles, actually maybe 10-day long celebration of great cars.
Oh, absolutely. Tuesday, there's a Concours event in Carmel, and guess what? It's free. That's something that's quite unusual at Monterey.
Yeah, about the hardest thing about going to that is trying to find parking, and it can be done. You may have to be up to maybe a half mile away, but there is street parking in Carmel, and it's worth the walk to go and check out some of the finest vehicles you'll ever see. And it's kind of like a little pre-sale or pre-show of what's coming up, and it is free. And a very good friend of ours, Donald Osborne, who appears with Jay Leno on his show, he is kind of the MC and host of that event. So if you go by there, say hi to Donald. Tell him hi for us from Auto World.
That's right. On Wednesday, there's all kinds of testing going on at Laguna Seca, and also some automobilia up for sale at the Embassy Suites. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. In Seaside, which, you know, the Embassy Suite, if you're going to Monterey to the Laguna Seca track, you have to pick up your credentials. And for the last 15 years, you've had to go to the Embassy Suites in Seaside to pick up your credentials. Held in conjunction with that is an Automobilia sale that's actually on Tuesday and Wednesday, I believe. And so if you want to go pick up a great piece of automotive memories that you can put in your trunk of your car or maybe your suitcase, I do encourage you to stop by and check out the Automobilia sale at Embassy Suites.
On Thursday, there's a tour d'elegance that is kind of linked into the Sunday event. If your vehicle participates in a drive on Thursday during this event, you get some special recognition, which could help break a tie if there was a tie.
That's right, in case of a tiebreaker. And plus, it's a great chance to actually not just see these vehicles sitting on the lawn. It's a chance to see them actually driven. It's not required, so there's still cars on the line you won't see on the Tour d'Elegance. But it's fun for them, and it does cost a little money for the people participating. But they have a great lunch, a great time, and a chance to really exercise their rarely driven and rarely seen vehicle.
And that's going to be very cool to see. So many auctions, six in all, and it's going to be a crazy time out there, and an awful lot of money is going to be crossing the board, so to speak.
Well, I think our friend Jay Leno kind of puts it aptly, as he refers to it as the annual meeting of the More Money Than Brains Club. the people who show up there,
true.
They usually, you know, money, they measure their money by cubic yards, and really are the elite of the car group, or the car world. But it's a chance for us to peek in. Of course, the prices to get into the Concours d'Elegance, I think right now the tickets are right around $375 per person to come in and see the show. But this year, the award ceremonies are going to be streamed live at the Pebble Beach Concours website. So you can actually watch the award ceremonies taking place and all the other pageantry that goes on during the day on the Pebble Beach Concours website. And that's a freebie.
Yeah, that's cool. And if you're not on the West Coast, then, Phil, you recommend everybody head to New Orleans, or Norleans,
that's right.
As I like to call it.
Yes, I'm going to have to pass on Pebble Beach this year. I'm going to be in New Orleans next weekend. It's the Bakari Auction. It's a two-day sale. It's at the Pontchartrain Center near Kenner. It's right near the airport, New Orleans Airport. They have about a 75-car collection that's going to be offered at no reserve. We have a couple of Copal Birds. We have a 70 Dodge Challenger that was specifically built and used by the late Bob Hope back in the 70s.
Wow.
Hope did a lot of TV programs, and Chrysler Corporation was a major sponsor of his, and they said, here's a little gift for you. It was a beautiful little red Challenger convertible, 440, 375 horse. And I don't know if Mr. Hope ever got to meet any of the local California Highway Patrolmen, but I'm sure the car would qualify for getting speeding tickets in just about any state in America, in the U.S.
Very good. And you've got a modern muscle machine, a collaboration from Mercedes-Benz and McLaren.
That's right. We have one of the SLS McLaren Goldwing coupes there. These had a list price of over $400,000, I think it was almost $500,000 out the door for a new one. And there's going to be one offered at no reserve. We're really expecting it to do between $300,000 and $350,000. But, again, no reserve. Could be a surprise, or could be two people who both decide they have to have that car. It's a low-mile original. So that'll be good to go.
Absolutely. And there's another a Challenger going back to 1970. This is a factory RTSE and also a Hemi, only one of just 37 built. Wow.
Right. And this one is extremely well appointed. Beautiful restoration on it. And it does have the R code, 427 or 426 cubic inch, 425 horsepower, dual four-barrel, Hemi V8 engine. And like I say, it's going to be a very interesting to see what that car does. Offered it no reserve.
Excellent. And if folks would like more information about the Vicari auction, I understand you got a telephone number for us.
That's right. If they have an interest in it, it's you can go to VicariAuctions.com, find out the information, or if you'd like to give them a call, they have a number. It's 504-264-CARS or 504-264-2277. VicariAuctions.com. So, at least to go get more information there.
And we're on a great station in Slidell, Louisiana, which is very close to New Orleans. So, everybody listening there, definitely go and check this event coming up. Around the bend, we've got the Auburn Cord Duesenberg Festival coming up in the city of Auburn, Indiana. And that's right on the heels of all this cool stuff as well.
That's right. It's Labor Day weekend. I believe this is the 61st year of the Auburn Cord Duesenberg Festival. They started in 1958. Since 1971, there has always been a collector car auction. It was started by the Cruise Auction Company. It is now today the big one is operated by RM Auctions. And as a smaller, more boutique catalog sale, it's Worldwide Auctions. It's also doing a sale of about 120 cars at the Natmus Museum. This is a fun thing to go to. The festival itself, the parades, the displays, there are car shows on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night in downtown Auburn. And all of those are free events.
Very cool. We'll take a pit stop and then more with our great friend Phil Skinner. This is Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back, everybody. Phil Skinner is with us, collector car expert extraordinaire, freelance and working for various different auction companies. And an expert in the realm of automobilia as well. And we're talking about the events surrounding the Auburn Cord Duesenberg Festival in the city of Auburn, Indiana. That's just around the corner, and we're going to see an auction there. And there's a lot of vehicles going over the block with no reserve, which is always fun.
That's right. You know, I'm a fan of a little car called the Edsel, and lost a really good supporter of our Edsel hobby a couple of years ago, a guy named Jim Pop out of Maryland. He had amassed quite a spectacular collection of Edsels, and his widow has decided to offer them all at no reserve at the RM auction during Labor Day weekend. So in the Edsel community, it's caused quite a stir. To me, the best vehicle in there is a 1960 Edsel four-door hardtop. It is serial number 700001. Serial number 1, 1960 Edsel, going to be offered at no reserve in Auburn. And we're all looking forward to see what happens there.
Absolutely. And if you'd like, matter of fact, you've got some passes to give away to some of our great friends.
That's right. I've been blessed with four pairs of tickets for the first four listeners who contact us. They can contact you directly, Bob. You can pass that information on to me, but email is bob at boblongradio.com, I believe. Would that work?
Yeah, that works fine. Or bob at autoworldradio.com will work, or Phil
first
at
four,
Autoworld Radio.
First four listeners who email you, say, hey, we want those tickets. I'll have them ready for you. So, like I said, we got a couple weeks out. It's Labor Day weekend. Tell me what days you want to be there. And like I said, the first four listeners, we have a pair of tickets. These are, I believe, about $30 of value in those tickets. So, come down if you're in the Auburn area, anywhere with them, from Detroit to Chicago, Indianapolis. Like to come up to Auburn and see one of the greatest spectacles in the collector car world. There's a great swap meet that's involved with it. There's food vendors there. Oh, gosh. Throw your diets out the door because it's just fabulous. So It's kind of like going to a county fair. You can get your deep fried butter there.
That's great. We should also talk about some parts swap meets, in particular one that's located in Great Bend, Kansas. Tell us about this one.
Okay, it's not really as funny. This is coming up. This is going to be October 6th in Great Bend, Kansas. A very good friend of mine by the name of Chad Ehrlich and his daughter, Addie. They are putting on a auction. It's called, I believe, F&E Auctions. They're in Great Bend. It's a one-day sale. Kind of fun. And, you know, it's these regional sales. There's a lot of these held around the country. And if you just look for them, this is a great way to get involved into the automobile history or the automobile hobby and not have to go out and spend $1 million to buy a car. You can pick up some bargains. And I've looked at their list of cars they have. They have a fabulous assortment of cars. So do a little Google search, put in FE Collector Car Auction or Collector's Auto Auction, and just see some of the goodies they have there. That's Chad Ehrlich and his, like, a lovely daughter, Addison. And they have a lot of fun doing it, and that's what the hobby is. It's a family thing. And
yeah,
these people here, they just take it to the nth degree. They've done, I think he sent me a list of like 15 places they went to this summer together. And it's the father-daughter thing, and it's something for you to get involved with too, I guess.
That's great. And another reminder that you sent me over is something very important, especially for people who are getting involved in the collector car market for the first time, is that each and every state has different requirements for vintage vehicles and collector cars in general. It might be not a bad idea to check those out before you buy.
Well, you know, we have special insurance from our friends over at Hagerty and other collector car insurance companies. That's a lot lower rate than your standard insurance. In fact, I just this last week had to renew my policy, and it was really kind of surprising how little it costs to put on some pretty good coverage on your cars. And then there's also laws regarding special license plates, special, shall we say, registration privileges, all of this involved with the collector car hobby. Get involved with a group locally. Every state has a collector car group of some sort, or you can join a club like the AACA, Antique Automobile Club of America. And it's a great way to get involved. And these are family-orientated. They're really a lot of fun. And also, the best part about these is the resources, not just finding parts and stuff like that, but just finding information. You know, you've got a 1963 Studebaker Wagoneer. How do you stop the roof from leaking? And there's people out there who can come up with ideas like that. And we had a question regarding we have a 29 Cadillac that's just getting it running. And they have a very unique fuel system, which was used pretty widely. We had no idea how to use it. Went to AACA, and, man, we got an education, and the Cadillac is now running like a champ.
Oh, that's fantastic. Before we talk some numbers about the importance of the collector car hobby, one event that I kind of skipped over that we should definitely promote is the Hagerty Conquer the Lemons on Saturday. During Monterey week. That is always a great time.
Yeah, you know, there's not too many free events. The Concours de Lemons, as they like to say, held in the city of Seaside. They have a little park there that they basically take over, and they bring in, well, say, cars that aren't going to be found on the grass at Pebble Beach. Maybe not should be on the grass there at Seaside sometimes. But it's a fun kind of, you lay your hair down and go out and have a good time with the vehicles there. And that's the Concours de Lemons. I think this is about their 12th year of putting on that event. And always a lot of fun to be at that wonderful little fun thing in Monterey.
Interesting little factoid number that you came up with, which I find fascinating, is that SEMA estimates that all things considered, the collector car hobby is a 30 plus billion dollar industry in the USA. That includes auction, sales, transportation, insurance, restoration, and supplies. So that's a huge chunk of the economy.
Yes, that's right. The $30 billion, and that's kind of, I think, on the conservative side when you count in everything that's included. Just going to Pebble Beach costs a lot of money. You have to stay at hotels, you eat at restaurants. That's all part of the money that can be attached, not just the auctions or the sales, but the parts, the restorations, transportation, insurance. All of this is part of the collector car hobby, and it's not just classics either. People who build street rods, people who build custom cars are involved in that part of the hobby also. They contribute to that overall fund. And getting involved with vintage vehicles, to me, like I say, it's one of the best family things. I was just talking to a gentleman today who took his grandkids out and taught them to drive his Model A this past summer. And that was, said, that's joy. And these kids are never going to forget that experience.
Oh, that is so true, and what a great bonding experience that is, and what a great way to get younger people interested in the history of the automobile, which is such a part of the history of America. And, you know, it's surprising there aren't that many three-pedal cars out there in the new car realm, and it's really kind of a shame that a lot of younger people have no idea how to drive a stick shift, but I know Hagerty has done some great programs on that as well.
That's right. In a coordination with the National Collector Car Day, the last few years, Hagerty has sponsored a number of events around the country getting collectors together who do have stick shift-equipped cars as well as other vintage vehicles and letting the younger drivers come down and actually experience shifting the gears, driving and operating a car, and it gives a real love and a passion. So many kids today, they sit in the back seat, look at their Game Boys, and never get to see the world go by while they're driving.
That's so true. Well, good luck down in New Orleans, and we'll talk with you real soon, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob. Well, you have a good weekend, and we will chat with you soon.
You. That's going to do it for Auto World. Check out my website, autoworldradio.com, and I want to thank you very much.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.